sitting behind a beat-up Easy Bake Oven. In his upstairs office, we find veteran thug Elroy Frenchie Tickler. Seated behind him, Lionel Wall-Eyes Trainset chews on a matchstick, the same one he's been chewing on for the past 8 years. A fedora tipped forward over his forehead hides his eyes and an embarrassing wine spot. Wilfred Bull Spaghettini, a dwarf, sits facing Frenchie. He's sweating up a dwarf storm of sweat while masticating a habanero pepper. Fortunately, Frenchie does not know that Bull is listening raptly on his Walkman to the new Christine Minstrel singing The Funky Chicken. Standing around in the background are more thugs, J. Abbott Costello, Elspeth Slinky Bard, and Israel Irish Einstein. Frenchie speaks.
Well, Bull, you in or out?
If you're talking about my navel, I don't know how it's any of your business.
I'm talking about the job, the heist. Are you with us or not? I need a good wheelman, and you're the most highly recommended among the pool of visually impaired dwarf drivers whose feet can barely reach the pedals.
At least, that's what your shirt tells me, what with its embroidered monogram reading evil little wheelman unparalleled in physical brevity.
Mom stitched that for me with her own arthritic fingers.
I anticipate we'll be hauling in at least $2 billion before taxes from this caper. You'll be in for a full share.
Wow, Frenchie. Big take for a convenience store.
Yeah, I know. I planned it out since we hit the place on the same day they sell out the fresh load of Twinkies delivered that same morning. Plus, it's payday. Brilliant, right? The Twinkies always sell like hotcakes when they're fresh, even though they're not nearly as good as your average hotcake. The stock is completely sold out by the time the payroll arrives. By then, there's got to be at least a billion simoleons in the store safe.
Simoleons being rather dated slang for dollars, I assume. What do you give our chances of actually pulling this caper off?
Could be as much as 10% in our favor. Minimum 5. Realistically speaking, though, 4.
Okay, I'm in.
Good. To be perfectly honest, of course, the odds could be as low as 2%. Here's the contract. Sign here.
Contract?
Yeah. Makes everything all legal-like. Everybody signs it.
Jeez, look at all the infamous names on this contract. Elroy Frenchie Tickler, Head Thug, Lionel Wall-Eyes Trainset, J. Abbott Costello, Elspeth Slinky Bod, and Israel Irish Einstein. All of them outstanding thugs in anybody's book. And now me, Wilfred Bull Spaghettini, Thug. There, signed.
I call all these guys on the contract my Frenchy connections. Cute, huh? Any questions? Ask him of Wall-Eyes or me. Him or me will set you straight.
He or I.
Huh?
Him or me is grammatically incorrect. Should be he or I.
That's right. You was once an English teacher, wasn't you?
An English teacher.
What's ailing you, Wall-Eyes?
Swallowed my matchstick.
Third time you've done that today.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to vomit it up this time. It's gone. Only 8 years old. Hardly even had the thing broken.
Start chewing on candy cigarettes instead of them damn matchsticks, will you?
Hey, come on. He's a non-smoker and a diabetic. Them candy cigarettes is nothing but sugar. They'll kill him.
You mind your own business, Slinky. I don't want any of you gagging on matchsticks or toothpicks before the big heist. We need all yous on the team, even you, Wall-Eyes. And not just because you got a pretty face, nice gams, and googly eyes.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. You're more than just a pretty face. You keep saying it. I don't know what to think. I'm tempted to believe it, but...
Your presence is key to this caper. We're gonna need your extensive lab experience with inert gases, since you'll be using sulfur hydroxide to incapacitate everybody in the store.
Fantastic. An incapacitating gas that smells like egg farts. Nice to know my master's degree in organic chemistry is finally gonna come in handy or something for something other than impressing dames. Might I ask what my good friend, Jay Abbott, will be doing on this job?
J. Abbott Costello. He's my left-hand man. He'll be using that acne-ravaged mug of his for scaring the people inside the store into cooperating, should we not bring enough gas.
We still talking about sticking up that Walmart, right, French?
No. Change of plans. I guess you didn't get the word. We realize fart gas won't have any more effect on Walmart people than with that ugly mug of yours. That's why we're doing a 7-Eleven instead. Better class of clientele and a more upscale milieu.
How you plan on breaking in?
Part of my genius plan. We wait for the place to open for business at 7 a.m. Then, like 10 hours later, we walk in the front door all casual-like.
Pretty gutsy.
Hey, this job ain't for the faint of heart. That's why I handpicked you guys.
I love this guy.
Listen, you three bozos, Jay Abbott, Slinky Bod, and Irish Einstein, I want you all to know it ain't just your pretty faces and nice gams that put you on this team.
You're always telling all of us how we're a classy bunch of thugs, the creme de la creme.
Matter of fact, yeah, I do. I just want all yous to know how much I love yous.
Is this some kind of sexual come on?
You want it to be?
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
It is what it is.
Tempus fugit.
Fugit.
Studied Latin.
I've always heard that line. In.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that true? It's fugit?
Yes.
Oh, man.
If you say fugit, you're just anglicizing a Latin word.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of a small-time gangster that knows Latin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a good part.
When's this heist going down?
Soon. Very soon. But for now, let's have a couple of drinks, nosh on some finger foods, play Lady Gaga downloads, maybe dance a little.
A week later, one day before this 7-Eleven caper is scheduled to go down, all the thugs are gathered in the office around the Easy Bake Oven, studying the map. Scattered around the map are various small, movable metal objects, a race car, an iron, a Scotty dog, plus several green plastic houses and red hotels.
This is me, Frenchy, right over here on the left side of the map. As you can tell, I'm the shoe.
Using a long croupier stick he stole from a cheesy casino in Pahrump, Nevada years ago, Frenchy pushes his shoe to the area representing the front door of the store, itself represented by a red plastic block.
I go in first, buy a Kit Kat bar, pay for it, and begin eating it. Then...
You ain't gonna share with the rest of us?
Of course not. You guys are all outside at your posts. You're on lookout, all eyes watching two directions at once. Bull is in the getaway car.
Maybe you could buy a bunch of candy bars and bring them outside. Give them to us, then go back in again. Maybe an assortment with some Peter Paul Mounds, Baby Ruths, like that.
What the hell kind of...
Hold on there. You fellas want to be scarfing down a load of junk food right before a job? You willing to risk screwing up at the caper by poisoning your systems with that crap?
Hey, Slinky, what do you care what we're eating? What's your job gonna be, anyway?
Tell you what Slinky's job is. I was keeping it a secret because it was gonna be a nice surprise for you guys. But now I guess I gotta tell yous. Slinky is only the finest stick-up sous chef in the USA. He'll be preparing for all yous a post-caper gourmet dinner of Ali's Chat à l'Orange.
Mmm. Mm. yum.
My favorite.
Nice. Plus, he's handling the equipment.
What equipment?
Portable stove, weapons, gas masks, fake mustaches, extension ladder.
Why do we need an extension ladder? It's a one-story building we're hitting.
If anything goes wrong and we have to hide on the roof, we'll need a way to get up there. Got it?
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Okay, let's get back to the map. Now, this piece here, this thimble is Irish. Wait. Why am I making Irish a thimble? Don't that seem kind of sissy?
That's okay. I am kind of a sissy.
Can I be the little race car?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Walleyes. There, take it. You're the little race car. Gotta keep everybody happy in this gang like a bunch of five-year-olds.
He can't be a little race car. That should be me. After all, I'm the wheelman of a real getaway car.
Yeah, you're right. Right is right, and you are right, sir. So, Bull, the wheelman gets the race car. Walleyes, you're the Scotty dog.
Shit, why I always gotta be something I ain't?
If I may, I would like to make a point before we go on.
Okay, what, Costello?
The getaway car is a 64 VW Beetle, no sunroof, one broken taillight, seats only four, and not comfortably. There's six people working this heist, and one's gonna be holding an extension ladder. So, see what I'm leading up to?
Okay, yeah, I get it. We can't all fit. Well, I guess some people will have to take a bus and meet the rest of us at the job site. A minor flaw in the plan. We'll get past it.
What about the getaway? How are the guys who can't fit in the car gonna make their getaway?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But make sure you're all wearing your running shoes.
What kind of weapons we carrying?
Everyone will have an Uzi, a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, and a KitchenAid stand mixer.
Why all the hardware?
Can't be too safe. I've been told this place is in a neighborhood that's pretty rough even during the day.
What about the store security cameras?
We take them with us, along with everything else that ain't nailed down. I can get top dollar for them from a fence I know has a figured out a creative way to use eBay.
The slushy machine too?
Everything!
Could make a big fucking mess in the getaway car with all that sugary liquid sloshing around inside the slushy machine.
What do I care? The Beetle's a rental.
You know this place inside and out, right, French?
I got a guy inside who operates the hot dog machine. He's working for me.
Does that mean we should leave the hot dog machine behind?
What did I just tell you? Everything goes, and that includes the machine, the hot dogs,
the mustard and relish.
Everything!
Have you paid off the cops?
What cops?
The ones who hang out at the Voodoo Donut store across the street from the place.
Donut shop? Cops? Why didn't nobody tell me about that? Okay, job's off. Everybody go home.
Damn it. I took the afternoon off so I could come down here. I ain't going back to the husband this soon.
Calm down. Don't get your panties all up in a knot. I'll take care of it. I'll call 911 just before the heist and inform the cops that some naked, busty girls are committing lascivious acts at the Bear Beaver Strip Club on Jefferson. That will get every cop in the city responding, even the ones at the donut joint.
What about the woman cops?
They'll be on their way, too. You know as well as I do, Portland's women's cops are all dykes.
Sounds good. Hell, I might go myself.
It's a go, then. Tomorrow afternoon, let's synchronize our watches.
What watches? We all got smartphones now.
All right, synchronize whatever you got.
How do we do that?
Oh, forget it. Just be there on time.
The next day, as H-Hour approached, the gang assembled.
Okay, this is it. We're going in. Everybody put his or her respective hands up. This is a stick-up. Whoa, wait a minute. What the hell? You've already got your hands up. What's going on here?
Well, well, well. Who have we here?
We have us, and we're sticking this place up. Who are you?
No one special. Just an armed lone bandit.
You're gonna have to leave, lone bandit. We're a stick-up gang, and we've got a job to do. You're in the way.
I'm afraid you're nearly a day late. Now I'll have you latecomers to the party take out your wallets and put your money in one of the store's shopping bags.
Paper or plastic?
Frenchie's 7-Eleven caper failed to come off. Costello lay on the floor dead as the lone bandit raced away. The police arrived a few seconds too late to capture him, but Frenchie and the surviving connections were trapped in a state of confusion, and with an extension ladder they didn't know how to use. They were duly arrested for attempted armed robbery, convicted of a crime that occurred in the right place, but at the wrong time, and by the wrong guy. Frenchie and his connections went to prison, while the lone bandit got away with some $93.22, most of it from the wallets of Frenchie's gang. Frenchie had been wrong about both the Twinkies delivery day and payday. Each of the remaining members of the gang is now serving a long term.
Frenchy, Irish, how about a game of Monopoly?
Sure, Walleyes. As long as I get to be the car.
Right. Irish, you be the iron.
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not?
The 7-Eleven caper was written for KBOO's Ubu Radio Hour by Martin Watson Dodd. Parts were performed by
Demi,
Rolf,
Dave,
Jenna,
Duct Tape,
Larry,
and Martin.
And me, Elliot Ness. I was the narrator for this presentation.